Thank you, sir, and good evening, one and all, and welcome to the Maine Outdoors, Maine's longest-running outdoor talk radio program. And coming in tonight in the hills of Dedham, Catherine, it was 7 degrees.
Yeah, it's cold.
And the wind was whipping out of the northwest.
I almost didn't make it from my car to the door of the studio.
Boy, I tell you. But the good news is, all these fishing derbies are going to happen in the next couple of months. It'll zip up the ice and make it safe.
Lots of ice. Perfect.
So we need it. This cold weather is a great thing. Anyway, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you with us tonight. And we have a guest in the studio who I'll introduce in just a moment. But first, our crew. And this is 2025, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Whole new year. And the first time we've been live this year. And Norm is live. I think he is.
I'm here.
Yeah, he's here. He's the man behind the toggle switches in the operations center, our friend Norm Plord.
Good evening, and I tell you what, we're talking about ice. I think for at least the next 10 days, it's going to be the highest. It's going to be, what, maybe in the 20s?
Yeah, yeah.
And night times in double numbers or even singles, so be cranking out the ice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Branch Lake is not frozen over yet either. Can you believe that?
It's not. Well, if you look at the weather we've had, though, up until now, it's been crazy.
Well, it's a fun. I've been watching it because I live on the lake.
Right.
Every time it freezes, you get a little shell ice, and then the wind comes up, breaks it all up again.
Yep.
Yeah. But the loons have gone, so that must be a sign we're going to get some ice, I guess. Anyway, our guest tonight, we have a number of phone guests, but we also have a studio guest, and he made the effort to come up here, and we really appreciate it. He is the director of the China Four Seasons Group. His name is Tom Rumpf. Did I get that right, Tom?
You got it right.
Thank you. Nice to have you with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And who's that lovely lady on your left?
This is my wife, Lori, is with me as well.
Nice to have you here, Lori. Nice to have you both here. Anyway, Tom is going to tell you about the China Lake Fishing Derby. And then, as you may or may not know, Maine has many fishing derbies throughout the state.
I'm excited.
During the winter.
Well, and I love to.
And you bet. And we're going to tell you about most of them. And we're going to talk to the folks that head them up and get an idea what kind of prizes they have and what the rules are and so forth. So we'll be, if you have an ice fisherman in your group, and they're not beside the radio, go grab them. Tell them this is going to be a good show. You're going to learn a lot about ice fishing derbies in the next 60 minutes. A couple of other things to remind you of. The phone number, if you'd like to be a part of our program tonight, we have a statewide number. What is that, Catherine?
It is 1-800-966-1039.
And you know, I almost forgot to introduce you, the vivacious and lovely co-host of Maine Outdoors, who also knows her way around a fly rod and a bird gun, Catherine Gordon.
It's good to be here.
Nice to have you.
We're a little out of practice here.
Nice to have you here. And let's see. We want to remind you this program is sponsored in part by the Northwood Sporting Journal, and you're listening to us on the Voice of Maine News Talk Network, which is WVOM-FM 101.3 in Augusta and 103.9 in Bangor. And again, we are streaming worldwide. If you have friends overseas or out on the West Coast and they want to listen to Maine Outdoors and keep up the connection, they can do so live, right?
Absolutely, they can.
And how do they do that? Is it complicated?
No, my parents, they listen online.
What do they do?
They go to www.vomfm.com and listen right to us. So hi, Mom and Dad. They're listening up in Prescott.
Just click on Maine Outdoors, right?
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah. I mean, my dad's 93. If he can figure it out, you know, it's good.
Okay, and we have a lot of streamers listening, regular loyal listeners. We got Tony down there in Chicopee, Mass. Eric out there in Ohio, and we've got folks all over the place.
And can I just interrupt just while you're talking about loyal listeners? We had a very long-time listener, Richard, play Santa Claus. He delivered a package for us from Santa before Christmas. It's the first time we've been live on the show since then. And so he sent a package of goodies from the Sweet Ass Farm, which is the cutest little thing. They've got the little donkeys on the label and everything. And Becky is in Holden, and that's her farm. And they left a beautiful basket for all of us of jellies and jams and cookies.
Oh, I know.
Pretty impressive.
And the only reason I'm laughing about the cookies is because in the 2 weeks before I saw you, you know, these poor boys got no cookies.
You ate all the cookies.
But I am sharing the jellies and the jam. So.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
So thank you very much. That was very nice, Richard.
Thank you, Richard. And his place deserves one more plug. He's called the Sweet Ass Farm.
Yeah,
right?
That's Becky's farm. He got the stuff from Becky.
Oh.
And she actually is a Roostock County girl.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah. And she
Well, yep. We appreciate it.
It was
a wonderful, wonderful
really
gesture.
Nice. Really nice.
You bet.
Yeah, made a nice holiday.
You betcha.
Yeah.
Okay, and again, I'll remind you, we're sponsored in part by the Northwood Sporting Journal, my favorite publication. If you'd like to get a subscription, you may call Alicia during the week at the office, and that number is 732-4880. Okay, before we get to our guests again, a couple of things. The Outdoor Digest is brought to you by the Sporting Journal. We want to remind you again that even though things are beginning to button up on the lakes and ponds, it's important to be safe. And what do you know about that? What are the safe thicknesses for ice, Catherine?
Well, they recommend 4 inches if you're going to go out ice fishing. If you have a snowmobile, 5 inches or more. A small car, 8 to 12 inches. And for a truck, 12 to 15 inches.
Okay.
And that is solid clear ice, not like that, you know, white, yucky kind of ice.
Yeah.
But those numbers are for solid clear.
Stay off the yucky ice.
Yeah, well, you know, I think if it's that white kind of yucky kind of ice, I think they want you to double those numbers.
Yeah, it says right in the rule book, stay off the yucky ice. It's right here.
Exactly.
Okay. And speaking of yucky ice, a few days ago, a man down in Industry, Maine, which Tom says is down near New Sharon, went through the ice.
Oh.
And Warden was there checking another fisherman and heard somebody yelling. And they went over and checked it, and this guy was like 30 feet out, and he was up to his neck in ice water.
Ooh.
And a man's name is David Boudoin, age 68, from Industry, and they were able to save him. But when they finally got him out, he was so hypothermic he couldn't hardly walk or talk. But they were able to get him in behind the heater in the warden's truck and actually saved the man's life.
Wow, isn't that something?
Yeah. So words to the wise, make sure you get safe ice. Always a good idea to check it with your auger. Or your spud, you know, chop through there and see what you got for ice before you get out.
Yeah,
on the
and
lake.
You got to check more than just one little spot. Check as you go.
You bet.
Know, it's different ice. It varies all over the place.
Absolutely. And let's see. I think we have the band, don't we?
We can bring in the band.
Love the band.
I'm the big boss, fast.
Yeah.
And you work for me.
Yeah.
This is my rock.
Okay, we talked about the ice and want to remind you again, be safe. And if this weather keeps up, it's going to be good, not only for northern Maine, but maybe for the rest of the state. Let's hope so. Wanted to talk to you just briefly about this. I'll lay this on you, see what you think, Norm. This is in the law book, okay? Scotty and I got into debate about this and have a small wager. And I lost, by the way. Anyway... What would this mean? It says only one brook trout may exceed 14 inches. Now, the question, Norm, is, does that also apply to splake?
Great question, because splake's a hybrid, isn't it? I mean, it's a...
Yeah. What would you think, Tom?
Honestly, I mean, it is a hybrid, but I would think that it wouldn't fall under that category of the brook trout.
That's what I thought, and I lost.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would have thought the same as you.
Yes. Scotty, my son, said, no, Dad, you're wrong. So I ran it by a game warden, Kelly O'Leary, who writes for us, and found out that it does. If you have a slot limit on a lake and you have both brook trout and splake or Arctic char, well, if there's a brook trout reg, it applies to the splake as well as the Arctic char.
Yep. Okay.
So,
good
you learned something, right?
Yeah, good to know.
I wouldn't have known that. So you got to be careful. Read the law book.
That would have been a tough one. I'd have to decide on, is this fish big enough to chance it?
Yeah. Well, Scotty learned it the hard way. It was a real ice fishing situation last year.
Oh, wow.
Up on Savoyce Lake.
Yeah.
The warden didn't write him up, but he got a little bit of a admonishment, you know. There is a slot limit on splake and brook trout on the same, any pond. It applies. Okay, enough of that. That wraps it up. And again, our guest tonight in the studio is Tom Rumpf and his wife, Lori. And he's going to be telling us about the China Lake Derby in just a couple of seconds. But first, we know you're waiting for the trivia question. And this is good for, what's it good for, Catherine?
I don't know what it's good for. What is the prize today? Do we have a good prize?
Oh, we have a copy of my popular book, A Maine Deer Hunter's Logbook.
The best prize.
Worth about $25.
That is a great prize.
Okay, and do you have the question?
I do. What is Northern Maine, which lake, I'm sorry, we'll start over. What Northern Maine lake has the most complicated ice fishing regulations? And we did look at them, and they are.
Okay.
So, which lake?
Yeah, which lake has the most complicated ice fishing regulations? And the number to call is what?
It is 1-800-966-1039.
Okay, you ponder that, and we'll be right back here on Maine Outdoors. Okay, Catherine, I want you to tell her what Northern Maine Lake has the most complex fishing regulations. And do we have a call? Okay, let's take it. Good evening. Tell us where you're from and your name and what you think the answer is.
Well, my name's Mike. I'm from Holland, and I have no idea if I'm right or not, but it's got to be Moosehead Lake.
Yes, it is. Good job.
All right, you guessed it. And have you ever taken the time, Mike, to actually read them?
Yes.
Yeah, they are unbelievable. It would sort of it would discourage me from going anywhere near, what is it, Tom Higgin Cove?
Yeah, well, that's one of the big problems with the regulations over there. You got to know where you are.
Yeah, yeah. You really have to get a surveyor and a lawyer and an accountant to figure it all out. Yeah. But anyway, we're being mean to the Fisheries and Wildlife Department, but it really, I was looking at it today for the first time, and I don't fish Moosehead, so I was stunned at the complexity of the of that regulation.
They do that for a reason.
Yeah, what's the reason?
The reason is so they can make more money on tickets.
Those little gray areas
between the sentences. Well, that's where the money comes from. That's funding.
Well, I know. That's kind of a cynical view, Mike. I hope you're not right. Anyway, we don't want to be too hard on
any law. It's not with just fish and game laws. It's any law.
Yeah. You got a point there. Okay. Anyway, congratulations. You have won a copy of my book, The Deer Hunter's Logbook. And anything else on your mind tonight, Mike?
No, just a lot of shivering.
Yeah, it is.
It's cold.
The chill factor must be pretty good up there in Howland today, huh?
What's that?
I said the chill factor must be significant up there in Howland today, yeah.
Yeah, everything was fine until the wind started blowing.
Yeah, but
it makes it a lot worse.
Yeah, but it'll make some safe ice, so that's the good side of it, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, stay on the line, Mike, and Norm's going to get your address, and we'll send the book right out to you.
Good. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Take care.
Yep.
All right, that's the correct answer. All you got to do is look at the law book, and you can figure that out. Moosehead Lake is a complicated place to fish. So yeah.
You were reading me the paragraphs before the show, and I was like, I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I'm not going fishing up there either.
Anyway, I failed to mention at the outset of the program, not only do we have Tom Rumpf in the office here, but we also have some others lined up on the phone who are spokesmen for the various respective derbies. Paul Bernier, Don Richards, and Jeff Bagley are all going to check in with us and tell us about their respective derbies. Right now, we're going to talk about China Lake. And Tom, thanks again for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Nice to have you here. And the organization that you head up is called the China Four Seasons. Can you explain to our listeners what that's about?
Yeah, I'm the president of the China Four Seasons Club, and we maintain 31 miles of ATV trail in the summer and 38 miles of snowmobile trail in the winter. We have no ITS, so it's all local trails.
Yeah.
We also have a clubhouse on the lake. We have a nice beach. We do swimming lessons for kids in the summertime. We're right on China Lake. You do have to be a member to come down there, but our membership's only $35 a year, so it's really pretty reasonable for
that
people
is.
Who want access to the lake, and we have a nice sandy beach. We actually have some boat slips that we lease out to some of our members. There's a waiting list that's long as my arm to get in that one of those slips. But
right.
I am also the chair of the China Lake Ice Fishing Derby, and we fancy this to be probably one of our premier fundraising events of the year, and it's the most fun. We actually, not just the derby, we incorporated what we call China Ice Days. So it starts Friday night with a dinner at one of the Masonic lodges, and then an owl walk at Thurston Park, and then we have events all day Saturday, another snowshoe, we hope. We have a breakfast at a different Masonic lodge. We have a cornhole tournament at the school. We have ice skating under the lights on Saturday night.
That's fun.
It's basically a fun fun weekend for all the China residents. And what we try to do is get families to go outside.
Yeah. Are you like a fish and game club, or are you more than that?
We do fish and game, but we don't have a shooting range or anything. But we're a true Four Seasons club.
Do you have regular meetings?
Every month.
You're just like a fish and game club.
Yeah, second Tuesday every month at 6:30, and anybody's welcome to come join us.
Yeah. How did you wind up being the president?
I volunteered for some things, and then it just kind of progression took, and the president previous to me decided that he wanted me to take over because he couldn't do it anymore, and that was in 2017. And I've been president ever since, and we've grown the club.
Yeah, good for you.
Grown the derby, and it's been a lot of fun.
You're having a good time, right?
Oh, I have a great time. And, for our area, I always boast that I have the best volunteers around.
Oh, that's good. That's important, isn't
really,
it?
Really, really good trail volunteers, and one lady, Gail, that helps with this event, and she goes and gets all these prizes. And, I mean, we have over $10,000 that we give away.
Okay. That's awesome.
What's the date of the China Lake Derby now?
February 16th. So we always do it free fishing weekend as well. So you don't need a license. So.
Okay. It's a one-day deal?
Smart.
It's a one-day fishing tournament Sunday, and it's only China Lake.
Only on China Lake?
Yeah.
No other lakes?
No other lakes.
Okay.
But I do like that you do it on the free fishing days. And for those listeners that don't know what the free fishing days are, that's when you don't have to have a fishing license.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So you don't have to pay to do that. So
and you don't have
families.
To obey any of the rules and regulations either, right?
Yes, you do. Yes, you
do. Oh, you do? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Okay.
That was a smart day to do it.
We also have another great organization, Central Church, in the area that actually, they put 8 or 10 people out on the ice. And if you haven't ever fished before, they will drill the holes. They will show you how to do
that's
it.
Great.
Love
and,
it.
You know, we've had single mothers with their kids come and enjoy the day on the ice. And it's all about getting families outside and away from.
Oh, yeah. Away from those phones
and everything.
Games, yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, I love that.
And brown trout, brook trout, bass, and smallmouth and largemouth and pickerel all in China Lake, right?
Yep, and perch.
Yeah. Oh, you have perch as well.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we do similar to, you'll be talking to them, but similar to Long Lake, we do most perch.
Yeah.
So the kids that bring in the most perch.
So this is one of those lakes where you get a lot of ice fishing action, I would think.
You do. Yeah. We really do. But that day, it definitely is. It's it's funny to watch how many people are actually out on the ice, but it's awesome to see.
Yeah. Okay, and you have $10,000 in door prizes. So how does that work? Once you participate in the Derby, you're eligible for a door prize?
Well, it's actually, let me just correct you a little bit. It's 8,000 in door prizes, so far, it's like $8,000 in door prizes and about $2,200 in fish prizes.
Okay.
The door prizes are all donated to us by local businesses or just individuals that want to do stuff. And we've had some really great prizes.
What kind of prizes do you have this year? Do you have anything like that you can tell us?
So we know we have an auger. We have one of the pop-up ice shacks.
Oh, those are nice.
We have 100 gallons of fuel oil from one of the companies. I'm trying to remember everything here. It's all coming in right now,
yeah,
so we're kind of in process of that. But I've even on the way up here, I received 2 text messages from local business saying I want to be involved. What do you need?
Oh, that's
wonderful.
Great. Yeah. Okay, and you have a special Lunker Day for the kids, right?
No, the Lunker Award is on top of all the fish.
Yeah.
The largest fish by weight that day takes home an extra $300.
It doesn't matter what species of fish it is.
It doesn't matter whether it's the big brown or the last couple of years have been largemouth bass. Last year it was 7.22 pounds.
No kidding.
Yeah.
A largemouth bass?
He was the Lunker, so.
Wow, that's a big bass.
Yeah, so he got the $300 prize for that one.
Wow, okay. And to enter, how much does it cost to enter this?
So the tickets are $5 each or 3 for $10. And you don't even need to fish to get in on the door prizes. If you buy the tickets, fill them out.
Okay.
We pull names starting at noontime, and it goes for about 3 hours with the amount of, some of it's anything from a couple tumblers to cornhole boards to you name it, whatever people have decided to give, jet sleds.
Yeah. So you have a cornhole contest there or what?
On Saturday before, we have a cornhole contest at the local school that last year drew, I think, 28 teams, something Ooh, like that.
That's a good tournament. For the, yeah.
Yeah, 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 it was actually a pretty good tournament.
Are there prizes for that as well?
Yeah, there's I think, I can't remember the dollar amounts that went to each one, but we gave away about $500 on that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the biggest logistical problem when you're running a big derby like this?
Volunteers.
Getting people to help out?
Well, like I said, I have some of the best volunteers, but getting people to help out, getting them in the right spots, getting them to know what they need to do, it's a lot of logistics to get all of that together, to get all the prizes. You know, somebody might message you and say, hey, I want to give this, but you actually have to get that before you can get it out. So, you know, getting that stuff and getting everything lined up is just, it's huge, and it takes a lot of people.
Is this a fundraiser for some organization? How's
it actually is a fundraiser between China Four Seasons Club and China Village Fire Department.
Okay.
We share the proceeds with the fire department, because the weigh-in and everything is at the fire department. And when the Four Seasons Club decided to redo this derby, because it had been stagnant for years and not going, the fire department was the original ones that usually ran it. And they had let it go, and it was like 15 years before it actually came back. And, you know, the Four Seasons Club wanted to get it going, so we brought the fire department in. One to share in the proceeds, one to help the fire department, two, because we needed extra volunteers, and they have a better location at the causeway on the lake.
Oh, that's
right at the landing.
Right near the landing.
One part of the lake that I'm familiar with, because it has ice cream parlor.
Yeah. they're not open at this time of the year.
But at least I know that spot.
Yes.
So how early can one show up for this derby? What time does things begin?
So the derby technically is Sunday, so you could start fishing at 12:01 a.m.
Oh, you could.
We actually have, the last few years, I've been so surprised. I drive along the lake Saturday night, the night before, and it looks like villages out on the lake where everybody's got their pop-ups and they're staying in them.
Already, yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. They stay in them overnight and start fishing at midnight.
You are serious.
I am dead serious.
I'll be doggone. That's something. I mean, they start fishing after midnight?
A lot of them start fishing. Some of them wake up early in the morning. The other thing that I want to just mention is we're very child-oriented. And we actually, through Jack Traps and Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, we give 100 bait buckets away with all kinds of little fishing gear and stuff to the first 100 kids that show up at the fire department that morning.
Oh.
And we have kids showing up at 5 a.m.
Oh, love it. That's awesome.
Incredible. And what are the bait regulations on China Lake? Can they bring shiners for live bait, live shiners?
Yeah, as far as, unless something is new this year that I'm not sure of, and which I'll check before the derby, but all bait is okay, and live bait's fine.
Okay. Now, what does Lori do when this is all taking place?
She stays in, she likes to stay in the background and not be part of, not be up front.
Does she ice fish?
Warm.
You don't ice fish?
No.
No, you get somewhere where it's warm, get a hot cup of coffee. All right.
Yeah.
Me too. All right, thanks a lot. We're going to take a break, and you folks at home, again, we're going to talk to a number of other spokesmen from different derbies around the state. You stay with us. We'll be back with more right here on Maine Outdoors. Okay, we are back with Maine Outdoors, and tonight we're specifically concentrating on fishing derbies. They're all going to be all over the state of Maine the next couple of months. Chance for you to get outside, get away from that darn TV, and have some fun. And we have Paul Bernier lined up. Are you there, Paul?
Yes, how are you? Thank you.
Fine, sir. Thank you for being with us. You're the honcho for the Long Lake Derby up in the county, right?
Well, I'm not the single honcho. I mean, we've got a good group, but yeah, this is something we started about 20 years ago, and it's still going.
Have you been with us the entire 20 years, Paul?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was quite a story to begin, and I worked for the town of St. Agatha, and I talked to my manager, and I said we got to start doing something in the wintertime, and here we are. We started on one water body, and now we have 10 water bodies.
You know, you guys up in the valley are pretty enterprising. I was up there for the my first experience with the moose drawing, and I was up there, and I was just amazed at the number of people that showed up for that moose drawing. It was incredible. There had to be 10,000 people there.
That's a huge event up there.
Anything like it. So that's good for the community, right?
Oh, definitely. And you know, unfortunately, again, right now we're there's not much snow, so this is going to be the perfect time for people to at least try to enjoy the outdoors and things like that. But we also need some snow.
Yeah, how about ice? Have you got ice up there yet?
Yeah, we're making good ice.
That's good.
It was sketchy up to a couple weeks ago, but I just came back from my fishing cabin about an hour ago, and I got about 8 inches, so it's good. And we're making ice all the time.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't know what it's like up in the county, but right now in Penobscot County, it's making ice. I tell you that. Yeah, well, that's great.
Good.
So you've been with the Derby a long time, so it's probably second nature to you. But what are the major fishes, species of fish that you'd be looking for up there? Pike?
Well, no, landlocked salmon is the big one. Salmon is the big one.
Yeah.
Muskie.
Okay.
Pogue. Brook trouts, and then we also have categories for. Perch, trying to clean up the lakes and stuff like that. So we allow not only one person but groups of people to catch as many perch as they can.
Yep.
And we award them for that. So it's all about taking care of our fishery.
Yeah. Okay. We have in our studio here one of your counterparts, Tom Rumpf from the China Lake Derby, and he was mentioning that they have a lunker prize. Do you guys have a lunker prize for the biggest fish?
We do not. That's a great idea, though. I mean, I've never heard of it, but I'm sure that, it's awesome. Our prizes are all generated by, weight and length and species and things like that. So,
You have categories for different fish. What was the... what was the biggest salmon taken last year, roughly? Do you know?
Probably just shy of 6 pounds.
Yep.
I can tell you that since we started, our biggest salmon caught was 7 pounds, 14.2 ounces.
Yep.
We keep waiting for the big one.
Yeah.
You know,
How about togue or lake trout? You getting big lake trout out of there?
Yeah, lake trouts. We've seen 15, 16 pounders, and predominantly either on Carr Pond or on Eagle Lake. Those are the big togue lakes.
So this includes more than just Long Lake?
Oh my God, we got 10 lakes.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that. So does that include Eagle Lake?
Yeah, Eagle Lake is part of the Derby.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought it was just Long Lake. Oh, so you have a whole bunch of different ponds. Wow, that's a big Derby.
Yeah, our first Derby was strictly on Long.
Yeah.
It was just a knee-jerk reaction to do something. And, we got Long Lake, we have Cross Lake, we have St. Froid Lake, Square Lake, Eagle Lake, Glacier Lake,
Bow
Lake, Portage Lake, Carr Pond, and the St. John River.
Yeah.
We're getting nice muskie out of the St. John.
Yeah, I just saw this on the big ad you had on the back of the Northwest Sporting Journal. I should have noticed that earlier. Yeah, that's incredible. Lots of waters. Now, what's the date again of this?
It's the 25th and 26th of January, and that's beginning at midnight Friday night, and it ends at 5:30 on Sunday.
Yeah, Tom was telling us that people come in and they stay overnight in their ice huts and actually start fishing at 12:01 a.m. Does that happen on Long Lake?
That's what they're supposed to do. Yeah,
isn't that incredible? I mean, are we talking like a few or like two dozen or big crowd of people that actually start fishing that early?
You would have to see it. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I've been up to your Derby. This is Tom. I've been up to your Derby many times myself, and it is pretty impressive on seeing the shacks and everything else up there. But one number I'd like you to share is the first place perch.
First place perch this year. Hold on a second here.
You're going to be amazed.
Yeah. This was last year.
Yeah, and this is, you know, we're talking junk fish, but we're giving good money here.
Hey, I love to eat white perch. They're delicious. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the biggest perch?
Oh my God, I don't have that in the back of my head, but we probably a pound and a half.
Yeah,
they go by quantity.
Oh, it's quantity.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Largest perch is $300 and a trophy.
Yeah.
And then second place is $200 and third place is $100. Yeah.
What is the largest single prize you offer, and how do you get that?
Well, we have first place prizes. The biggest that we give is $15,000 and a trophy for first place, and that.
Wow.
$15,000? That's a heck of a
thing.
You are serious.
I'm sorry.
$15,000?
No, $1,500.
I was going to say, that's a heck of a prize.
Yeah, okay.
You made my
heart stop. I was already planning to go. Okay, so it's $1,500.
You guys are packing up right now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to head up tomorrow morning. So it's $1,500. That's still nothing
that's
to sneeze at.
And
what do you have to do to win the $1,500, Paul?
Catch the biggest salmon, or you catch the biggest togue, or you catch the biggest brook trout. All of those are $1,500 first place. Second place is $1,000, and third place is $800.
Yeah.
So and muskie as well. First place is $1,500.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Kind of a dumb question, but say I get the biggest lake trout. Do you hand me $1,500 and $100 bills, or you give me a check? How's that work?
It's going to be a check. I'm sorry.
A check, yeah. So I got to declare that on my income tax, right?
Well, no, you know, we're not going to tell if you don't tell.
Okay. So. All right. All right. Well, this is exciting. Man, I'm getting fired up. I gave up ice fishing. I'm an old guy. You don't know that, Paul, but I'm an old guy. And I gave up ice fishing 20 years ago, gave my sled and my auger to my son and said, I ain't going to do this again. It's too cold. Went to Florida for 20 years. And now I'm back and I'm getting a sled and going ice fishing. So there you go.
I'll tell you right now, if you ever have a chance to come up to the Long Lake Ice Fishing Derby, you will be coming every year.
Well, I may come up just to cover it for the Sporting Journal. It sounds exciting.
Oh, that'd be great.
Sounds exciting.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You know,
it really is. I've been up there, and it is amazing.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, it's good what you're doing, and it's exciting, and I hope you get a big attendance, and I hope everybody has a good time, and stay safe, all right?
Yes, and one other item. On Friday night, we have an opening ceremony.
Right.
And this year, for our 20th We've gone all out. We've hired a big band that's all the players are from different parts of the United States. We're flying them in and things like that.
Wow.
It's going to be a big party.
Big happening. That's Friday night. Where does that take place?
Right at the Lakeview Restaurant in St. Agatha.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, I may
that's
be
our,
up. That's fun.
Our,
that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our base camp. For the Derby, along Lakeview Restaurant.
In St. Agatha, right? Yeah.
In St. Agatha, yeah.
St. Agatha,
and,
yeah.
And they treat us well, and we have plenty of room, and it's nice.
All right. Hey, we appreciate you taking the time to be with us, and we've got some other Derby heads we got to talk to, but we appreciate you being with us, and good luck to you in your Derby, Paul, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yeah, take care.
All right, that sounds like a fun time.
I know, that sounds like a fantastic time.
Yeah.
Great prizes, lots of different.
Yeah,
yeah.
I may boogie up there.
I know, I might go visit my parents and sneak up there myself.
Yeah, just to cover it. Yeah. Okay, 1-800-966-1039 is the number, and you're welcome to call if you have a question for our guest Tom or any other questions to direct to us. And we're going to take a we're going to do a General Appliance spot, I guess, right?
Oh.
Tell us about our one of our favorite sponsors, General Appliance.
We absolutely love General Appliance Services. It is now owned and operated by Gary Coleman, who's been doing service work for General Appliance for 35 years. Nothing has changed. Rebuilt appliances available, parts and service for all makes and models, always reliable, giving you complete support after the sale. You owe it to yourself to come see our gas appliances for your camp, gas refrigeration, gas lights, gas freezers, gas ranges, and Norm's personal favorite, the composting toilet.
And ride the wave, baby.
Come visit us at our new location just two doors up, still here serving first-class customer service at 103 Center Street, Brewer, Maine.
Yes, and we patronize them. We really, truly do. I bought my gas refrigerators from them. They do a great job, and if you have trouble, they can help you troubleshoot it right at your own camp by phone. I've done that. Call them up, say, I can't get this thing. This thing won't, the clicker doesn't work. What do I do? And they walk you through it.
Amazing service there.
You couldn't do that at Walmart, right?
Oh, God, no.
No, not at all. Okay, we're going to hook up with another one. Before we do, though, I wanted to speak on behalf of Tim Obrey, the fisheries biologist at Greenville, was going to be on. He couldn't make it. And I just want to remind you, there is a big Moosehead Togue Derby at Moosehead Lake, January 31 through February 2nd. And I was going to get Tim to tell you about that, but he can't make it. And we were going to talk to Jeff Bagley, his assistant, but I guess we couldn't reach Jeff. So anyway, Moosehead, don't forget that, a big Togue Derby, January 31 through February 2nd. And as I recall, there is no limit on togue at Moosehead Lake. Am I right about that, or did they change that? It used to be they were trying to cull the togue population to help the salmon grow. And anyway, whatever it is a very liberal togue. I think it's five togue now. You can keep five togue on Moosehead. I'm pretty sure of that. And then you have some other derbies that are taking place.
Yeah, what I'm part.
John's with you.
Oh. Do you want me to save this for later?
Yeah, would you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have Don Richards on the phone? Hi, Don.
Yes, he's here. Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. How about yourself, sir?
Well, I just put another log on the fire.
Well, I don't blame you. I'm going to put another log on my fire when I get home, too. It is a brutal. I live on Branch Lake in Ellsworth, and the wind's out of the northwest there, and it's invigorating. I can tell you that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Don, nice to have you with us. We've been reviewing some of the different derbies that are taking place, and you guys have one of the prominent ones. It's the Schoodick Lake Derby, and we asked you to come on to tell our folks about that. Can you just give us kind of a brief on the Schoodick Derby this year?
Well, the Derby's going to be held February 15th and 16th. This year's Shore Prize is going to be 2003 Sportsman 570 EPS ATV bought from Coastside Wheel and Ski. I think, honestly, we could give away a bag of popcorn. This has got to be such a tradition to a lot of people around here. They'd come no matter what we were giving away.
But,
but we dangle that out in front of them just to get a little extra people here. Instead
okay.
Besides,
repeat that, would you? That's an ATV you're giving away?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Wow. Is that first prize?
Yep. That's a great prize.
That's first prize, yep. That's first prize.
And what do I have to do to win first prize?
You just need to buy a $10 ticket. You don't need to be there. And come Sunday night, the drawing will be broadcast over Milo's Facebook page, and you can find out whether or not you won it or not.
Oh, it's just a simple drawing. You don't have to catch a fish to win it.
Right, but then we have all kinds of fish prizes that are after that for the fishermen,
yeah,
and some more donated shore prizes as well that range from a 5-day black bear hunt to a 5-horse outboard motor to 2-night stay at Northwest Pond, then 2-night stay at Wildwood's restaurant and cabins up to Schoodick Lake, and
all right,
the list goes on and on. We have over 66 people that. Or companies that donate.
Yeah. What are your total in fish prizes?
Total fish prizes this year is going to be $7,500.
Wow. Okay.
And that ranges from first place togue salmon, trout, cusk, pickerel, perch. They all get a $500 prize for first, $300 for second, and $100 for third.
Okay. And that's February. That's the President's Weekend with the free fishing, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
15th and 16th.
That's incredible. And last year, what was the biggest salmon caught and the biggest togue? Just roughly, can you tell us?
The biggest togue I know was caught was 8 pounds and 2 ounces, and the gal pulled it out of the ice just time enough to get from her camp, which is 3 miles up the lake, down to the weigh station at Knights' Landing and bring it in and weigh it. We closed at 5:30. She made it just barely, and that was the one that won the Derby.
I think we know her. Wasn't that Rachel McManus, the gal that headed up the Summer Bass Derby?
Yes, it was. Yes. Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, Rachel.
Yeah.
Rachel's an old veteran from the fishing derbies out there on Scooter Glen.
Yeah, she sure is. She's done some good work up there. Well, that's great, and you folks are excited about that. I learned from talking, we have Tom Rumpf in the studio here with us. He heads up the China Lake Derby, and he was explaining to me, that, and I didn't realize this, but they have folks go out there and get in their ice huts at 12:01 a.m. and start fishing. Does that happen on Scooter?
It absolutely does. Yes, it does.
Does it really? Isn't that incredible?
Yep.
Yeah, you got to be a hardy soul to do that, you know?
You'd have to be a hardy soul to be out there tonight, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I would not want to be out there ice fishing tonight, I can tell you that. And maybe it'll moderate a little bit before. Now, is there any ice on Scudic yet? Probably not, huh?
It caught in the coves, and the Lake Buen caught out towards the Knights, towards Norway Point a week ago, and then the rain came and the wind came. So we're back to scratch again, but it'll freeze. It'll freeze. Don't worry. It'll freeze.
I heard my favorite lake, Sebois Lake, is zipped up. Have you heard that?
I have heard that. Yes. I don't think I'd venture out across the middle, but I heard it.
Yeah. Well, I heard
they walked in.
I heard they were driving snow sleds up and down the entire lake already.
Oh,
wow.
No. Wow. Well, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. February 15th and 16th, the Scudic Lake Derby is taking place. Is there anything else you want to tell us here, Don?
I just want to thank all of our sponsors. They've been so great to us over the years. I mean, this derby was started back in 62 with my father and Tommy Horn, and Tommy was the driving force that got it going with the JCs, and then the fire department kind of took it over just because there was more people in the JCs that were on the fire department. So it's just been the sponsors and whatnot are what keeps it going, and we just can't thank them enough.
What happens to the profits with your derby?
This year we're doing $2 for every ticket being sold is going to go to Down East Horizons, and it's all in memory of Leon Brown, who had been a fireman for 50 years, a big cog in the wheel that makes the fishing derby happen. And he has a brother that attends Down East Horizons, so that's where the proceeds are. $2 from every ticket goes there, and we do we sponsor kids around here for rec ball and stuff like that, and a scholarship at the high school for a senior class, and
that's great.
On and on. We do quite a lot.
Now Leon used to head. I understand. I end up talking to his wife. He passed away recently, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
A shame.
Yeah, he did a great job.
That's for sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a lot of work, which I'm learning because it's landed in my lap. So he did a lot, I can tell you.
Yeah. Well, Tom Rumpf from the China Lake Derby is in our studio tonight, and he's been doing it for how many years, Tom?
Our derby started in...
How many years have you been doing it?
Six.
6 years, yeah. And you like it. You're having fun. So
I love it.
Yeah, so you'll enjoy it, Don.
Oh, it's a blast, that's for sure.
Okay.
It's work. It's a lot of work.
A lot of work, but you have fun.
It takes a lot of people, too, to man the weigh stations and to go and sell tickets and a lot of ramming around for that weekend. It's a big weekend for the town of Milo. It brings in a lot of money into the area.
You bet. That's a great thing.
Restaurants and everything else.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations to you. And again, good luck to you with your derby. And we appreciate you taking time to talk with us, Don. Okay.
Well, thank you for your time. Take care. Good luck.
All right. Same to you, sir. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Don Richards, who's heading up the Scudic Lake Derby. And, Catherine, you had a couple. Before we run out of time, what are the other derbies we didn't mention?
Yeah, well, I live here in Bangor, and so I always like to go out to the Pushaw Lake Snowmobile Club's derby. And this is their 45th annual, and it's February 1st and 2nd. And I know that they pull huge pike out of that lake, so that's pretty fun to go out there. A lot of the guys are down on the north end, and I like to go down and see those big fish. And the Snowmobile Club has a nice little clubhouse there. You go in, they got a nice little leaderboard, and you can keep track all day of who's doing what. And then the Great Pond Outdoor Adventure Center, they have a fishing derby that is going to be hosted by Operation Reboot Outdoors, which is a veteran organization, and so the money will go to help them. And so that's on January 25th. So, and that's fun. I've been there several times to that event, and they do a great job down there, too.
All right. The Pushaw Derby, any prizes associated with that?
Yeah, I think they have lots of prizes. I never win them, so I don't know. But I like to go walk around. And what I really love about fishing derbies is the camaraderie amount. You just walk around and talk to everybody, and people have food, and we share it with everybody. Like, I have a big one of those pop-up igloo things, and I have a heater in mine. I've got little chairs and a little
seat. So you get out there and fish?
I do, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Really?
But I honestly socialize more than fish because it's like a big party out there. But we do fish. We have a great time.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so do we have any others? You couldn't get Jeff Bagley, right? So have we covered the lot?
We've covered him.
Okay, back to Tom. Tom Rumpf, tell us a little more about your Derby. We've got a few minutes left here.
What more do you want to know? I mean, we again, you know, like some of these other guys said, that volunteers are huge. It takes a lot of people to actually run a Derby.
So if someone like is listening right now and said, I live in that area, I want to volunteer, how would they do that?
Watch our Facebook page. China Lake Ice Fishing Derby actually has a Facebook page. Message me right through the page, or we have meetings like every couple weeks now. They can show up at a meeting and volunteer to do some stuff. We always need volunteers to do all kinds of work. Do
they have to know about ice fishing, or can they just come out and like just help?
No, we have people that run, you know, picking the prizes in the
that would be fun.
Fire station. Yeah, we have two ladies that do really, really well. Gail and Sandy do really well picking and all the numbers and drawing it. And it takes, even that takes quite a bit of work because we have a big board that all the prizes are written on. It takes a few of us to actually weigh all the fish because, you know, with the most perch and all that. But my vice president, Daryl, he's a huge, huge help to me. My daughter, who's a little more vocal than my wife, she's actually my secretary as well for the, China Four Seasons Club, Sasha, and she helps me a ton, keeps me straight. She's kind of my scheduler and kind of keeps me on the right path. And you know, like I said, we have a lot of great people. One thing I will say, I was trying to get out of Paul when you had him on the phone. He gave you the weight of the perch.
Yeah.
But what you'll find, I think, is amazing is first place perch, or the kids that brought it in, is like 800. I'm not kidding.
And 800?
If you look it up on Long Lake Fishing Derby, first place, I believe, was in 600 to 800 range.
Wow. They give good prizes.
That's how many perch.
I think we all ought to just have a road trip to go.
That's the quantity of perch that one kid brought in.
One kid brought in 800?
Yes.
You got to be kidding me.
I think I'll have to look it up, but maybe Paul's still on there. He can call back. I was trying to get the number, but he gave the weight of the biggest perch. But they do kind of like us. They do. They're trying to help clean the lake with the biologists and take perch out of there. Our biggest number was like 56 last year, which I thought was amazing. Yeah. But
that's a big perch chowder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
And speaking from experience, Tom, little digression here. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with a quiet woman.
She's quiet when she's out here, but at home it's a little bit different.
All right, Lori, it's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And really pleasure to have you here. And we're just about out of time. We want to thank you for being here and wish you the very best of luck with the China Lake Derby. And if you get a chance after the Derby, give us a jingle, and we'd like to do it. One thing that never happens, we never do a post-mortem of these and find out what happened, who caught what, and what the...
And that's the fun. I'd love to hear that.
We'd love to hear which were the biggest fish and so forth, and maybe even drop a few names about who won the big prizes. That would be good.
Yeah, that's fine. I can do that. You just let me know. And
just don't forget.
I definitely would love
we're
to.
We're here.
I appreciate you having me up again. This has been a great experience.
Okay, and you know what the number is, right?
I do.
What is it? 1-800-966-1039.
Who was the 1039?
Okay. All right. Are we just about out of time, aren't we, engineer?
Like seconds.
Okay. Our guest next week is going to be John LaMarca. He writes for the Maine Sportsman, that other publication, but he's a good guy, and he represents Woodman Arms. They're going to tell us about their new muzzleloader line. And we'll see you all next week right here on
The Maine Outdoors.